Anyways. Oh. Because you're not having them Wednesday?
Here.
The heels are pretty good.
You need to take these out to the car.
Oh. Alright. Oh. Nice breeze. Here.
Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you. I'll try. Ooh, hi.
It's been a while since you've danced with me.
No.
I'm sorry. It's
okay.
I know you don't like to dance.
What? No, I'm okay with dancing. It just doesn't come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. That guy. Did he really get up, do you think?
No, yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Good.
So I can't brush my teeth yet.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Oh. Yeah. Dog's in there. Various states and oh my goodness gracious, having troubles. Now I can't see it. Whoa! It's a beautiful morning. Oh, and I look out at my antenna on the back of my vehicle. Notice yet again that my little Ford Explorer is just a little, it's not a very big vehicle. I think Lisa's Jeep is actually a little longer than it is. Although mine's got that huge V8 engine in it.
Are you recording? I thought
yeah.
You were talking to me.
I'm just talking to myself. Or talking to the recording. How about that? It sounds better. Well, I don't know, Lee. It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Something happened to the garbage.
Yeah, they came late last night. Like about...
Late last
night?
Well, no, about
4:30.
Interesting. I don't... For all I know, it's not really... a set schedule as such, you know?
Oh, Matt, I can go brush my teeth before
we come. Oh, there you go.
Hmm.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
I was just noticing how short my vehicle is. I should go get some tires put on it. We still got some money from things. We should go ahead and take care of some more things. What do you think, Matt? Those little doggies over there?
You mean pups.
Pups, yes, those pups. They're yipping and yapping.
Yes.
Oh.
Da 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 da
Hey there, Matthew. So yeah, I was just thinking about that and saying, you know, I haven't done anything with the radio for a couple of weeks. It was kind of a purchase for the future, to be honest. Do you think them pups are very happy?
Yeah, they start barking and they say, I'm hungry, we want the fresh fish.
You think so? It might be so. Look at those potatoes, Matt. Look at them things growing. Oh. See, in those red ones, those red buckets, those are potatoes. I don't know when you're supposed to do anything about them. You know? When do you know they're ready to be harvested?
Oh, yes. Before fall begins.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have a whole lot of food just sitting there. Well, anyway. Oh. We got our solar panels. We got to figure out something to do with solar panels, Matt.
What? To plant it on the roof?
Well, I think we've got to do some maintenance on them so that they'll last longer. You know, some epoxy. Some of that epoxy stuff. Epoxy! That way they'll be nice
go.
and yeah, I'm coming. We got plenty of roof space if we take our carport into account.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've got troubles that way. It would just be, what the heck do you do with all the power?
Can you trust getting up on top of that roof?
Oh, I wouldn't get on it too much at all.
Yeah.
I'd be a little cautious about that. So, you know, I don't know if most of this stuff is just buying up materials for future projects, you know? Like when I finally retire, Matt, it'll be nice to have some projects to do. And I'll probably have to collect all the materials for the projects before I retire, because I won't have the money after I retire. It is. So far, the summer has not been bad at all for the nights and the mornings, you know? It's cool enough.
August.
Yeah, when it starts just getting to the point where you go, I gotta run the cooler all night. So how's them orange inserts doing for you? Is it improving any?
Well, I haven't been lifting, but...
That's good.
We'll see on Wednesday after I've driven an hour and a half and get out of the car if it does continue again like it did last week.
Oh my.
I mean, it's still there.
Yeah.
But Yes, not limping, so.
Good.
It was fine, I guess.
I don't know, my feet are a little, what do you call it?
On the green
toe? I don't know.
Feeling weird knowing you're gonna need to down some surgery?
Maybe. But I've got some allopurinol coming. And some, some other stuff that might help too.
You think your pelvis is rocking?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's like any other sort of arthritis, you know.
That lady was talking about arthritis in her book.
Yeah?
And her was a cake. I think it was cayenne.
Cayenne pepper?
Yeah.
Oh. Definitely want that stuff in a capsule.
I know, right?
Don't have to feel it going, you know, don't have to feel it going down. Let it do its magic when it's down there. Figure I better get some of this stuff I was looking at yesterday for $23. Because chances are, if it's really efficacious, they're going to turn it into a controlled substance and you won't be able to get it unless a doctor lets you have it. Mm. And it's like, I'm not very happy about that. We're trying to keep people from hurting themselves, you know. I just as soon figure out if I can hurt myself or not and have somebody tell me I can't.
Yeah, I have
my and that's about 3/4 of my libertarian bent is just saying I don't want to be told what I can and can't do. Says I want to, you know, it's nobody else's job to save me than me. Lisa, maybe. She's got a vested interest. But yeah. But it's like, well, you were thinking about moving someplace else. And that's good. Go for some reason in the United States. We got this weird kind of nanny state mentality about things like medicine. So to be honest, I think it's just kind of a racket, you know. I mean, your PA over there, he's the vast majority of his business is being a drug gatekeeper. He doesn't even have to do a lot. Hey, he's got a vehicle just like mine. Roughly about the same shape, too. I wish I could take out some of the electronics in that thing. causes more problems than it helps. I have to actually leave my car unlocked at night when I sleep in it. Yeah. Disturb everybody. It's like, well, this is just dumb. But I was trying to look at how one could disable it, and they say, no, it's built into the whole thing. If you start screwing with it, yeah, you'll make it so the car can't start and stuff like that. You have to end up tearing out the whole electrical system and rewiring it from scratch, and says, good luck to you. It's like, okay, fine. It says, I can go without locking up the vehicle. Yeah, don't make them wait too long. Sorry, Matt. Anyway. So yeah, whole world's in a tizzy. And everybody thinks that, you know, big people want to enslave us, and we go, oh no, they're not interested in that. Slaveholders were responsible for what their slaves did. Said, and if they were starving and stuff like that, they had to do something about it. They said, trust me, what we have now is far better for the slaveholder. He says, no, you can just, you know, you just have them as employees. If you can find a way to make them independent contractors, all the better. Says they don't want to be held responsible for any of that. Says, and they love it when government says they're going to handle what a slaveholder used to have to take care of. But the cool thing is, now the slave pays for the health insurance, and whatever they can't afford, the government pays for. And you can find ways to make sure that your holdings, your corporation, doesn't pay a lot in taxes, right? I'm creating jobs. You want me to keep doing that, right? I could just move to Mexico. Oh, let's give you a tax break. I said, yep, that's kind of the way it goes. You don't see the government getting all exercised when somebody says, you know, I sure am paying a lot of taxes. I think I'm going to move to Costa Rica. The government says, I don't care. Yeah, you still have to pay the taxes no matter what. I don't care where you go. It is. Chemtrails. Who was talking about chemtrails? It was. Do you want to know who I heard that from? Huh?
It's Alice.
Is that Alice?
Yeah.
Where is she headed?
I don't know.
She doesn't live over there, does she?
No. Okay. You don't live up here either.
Yeah, I figured that. Oh, that's good. She's a pretty smart lady, actually. Anyway, it was old Andy Swap. Now, he didn't say chemtrails. I said it after he was saying, you know, he says, Charlotte's been feeling a lot better than normal through all this stuff. And he goes, because I don't see as many planes in the sky, and you know, you don't see all the tracks they leave. And I went, oh, chemtrails. He didn't say anything to that. He went on to a different subject. I went, well, there's something to say about it. I said, just, we were talking about pollution, I think. I said, yeah, I said, I think we've done a good job. I said, trust me, Los Angeles is a lot better than it used to be. I says, now, just because you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not there. What?
There's like one little thing spraying up. Can you see it?
Where? What do you mean?
One little thing.
Thing
of water.
Where? I just see the ones going across
right
that
there.
Way.
Can you see it against the dark of the tree there? It's spraying up.
Oh.
You do? Where?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see a thing. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You can't see it from this vantage point.
Oh, okay. I figure it's not terribly important, but I love you. They got another one of the things broken off. Yeah. They're the ones I think they're supposed to pop up when they get pressure and go down when they don't. And they get stuck sometimes. Yeah, and they run over it with a lawnmower and just destroy them. Life.
What you gonna do?
Yep, what you gonna do, huh, man? Here it comes! Whee! Oh. So yeah, I see a big chemtrail across the sky. Do you think they're still trying to exterminate us or just make us stupid? Honestly, I think it's more in their favor to make us stupid. The guys who say, we need to reduce our population. It's like, God, you guys are really dense, aren't you? Says, you don't need to reduce the population. You just need to get them making money for you, you moron. God, that's like compound interest, dude. Don't you know how to be a good globalist? Golly. You guys got junk for brains. Oh, you sound pretty evil. And you go, oh yeah, destroying 3/4 of the Earth's population. That's that better. That's pure, sure. I'm just telling you, if you're going to be wicked, at least be intelligent about it. All your compadres think you're stupid. They tell you to shut up, but it's like, who cares? Let him think he's a moron, because he is. We can't feed all these people. And you go, there's a funny thing about people. They tend to feed themselves. If you leave them alone a little. Says, the point is, you've got to have your hand in their pockets all the time. You need to get a cut of almost everything they do. Which is kind of funny when people say, you need to have your own independent livelihood because then you won't be a slave to the man. And you're going, what can I tell you? I said, most of our small businessmen put in more time and effort and stuff like that. And guess what? The vast majority of them end up giving it to the man anyway. And you're going, but you're working 3 times as hard. Because it's my business. I want it to succeed. And you go, oh, that's fine. So, you know, the best way to be now is it says, don't worry about the man. The man's going to get his cut. I think Jesus said that, right? Render unto Caesar's what Caesar's? unto God what's God's? And you go, if you want to have a lot of money, you're going to have to work hard. And you go, and it's going to take a lot of, it's going to take a lot of, and yeah, you're going to have to do it in spite of the fact that somebody who does absolutely nothing for you gets a pretty good cut of the take and gets to use it for whatever forever purpose they have in mind that you have to do with. So you probably shouldn't even worry too much about that. That's just life. You probably will never be free of that. So there's no point getting weird about that. You know, we lower taxes, and you go, well, yeah. But can I tell you, just the push and shove of a politician trying to stay in office tends to keep taxes lower. Sadly, people are getting so accustomed to not having low taxes. That's part of the problem. That's that psychology coming in, and people saying, you know, we need to raise it a lot, then drop it, then raise it a little bit, drop it again, raise it some and keep it level. You know, after about 5 years, we've actually raised the tax rate, and nobody really comprehends that. They think their taxes are still okay. And you go, yeah, it's all psychology. The primary thing psychology gets used for anymore. Helping you to feel okay. And if you get really good, maybe you graduate up to being one of the chief slaves of the powerful. And they ask you questions and throw thousands, millions of dollars at you to tell them how to gull and cully the... how to tear up the masses. Yeah, this is how you do it. Just like this. Oh, great. Here's a million. Good job. I usually would pay you through a foundation grant or something, but now you've gotten so powerful, I'm going to put you in charge of the foundation. You can let out grants to other people, and they'll tell you how to get this done, so you don't have to work so hard the higher up you get. Other people work hard. You just get your cut. And that's kind of how it works. The leftists hate it, which is hilarious because they end up doing the exact same thing as soon as they get some power, which is why your assessment that they're a bunch of hypocrites is absolutely true. As far as I'm aware, that's all a leftist is the world's biggest hypocrite. I want you to live this way so that I don't have to. And you're going, yep, that's kind of how it goes. Only thing different is the Republicans are a little more straightforward. Yeah? Oh, it's whistling. That's cool. Whistling through them holes in the pipe, Matt.
Yeah, because he's going to hear the
way. Is that what it's for?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's kind of groovy. Huh. Whew. I need to tighten up my hat. It keeps threatening to fly off. Ignore them, you know. for some reason, well, I don't know, I guess there's a good reason. The Democrats want your soul. They want your allegiance. Loyalty. Because that's when they get so angry, when you aren't loyal to them. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, well, not typically. Ooh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Because Satan doesn't really mind shoving some money around. He doesn't mind helping you get fame. Smart guy, you know? Does he know how things work? Yeah. You know? I'll get you into a nice government position. You'll have lots of people that will do what you say. And if they don't, you can just ruin their lives. He says, and you'll enjoy the most heady feeling of all, which is watching somebody dance. Yo, that is heady stuff. A lot of people in nonprofits, there's barely any money involved in it. But it's all to do with, I get my paper in the news, I get my name in the newspaper. When they want to get a story about this subject or that subject, they come to me. When they, I get wined and dined by important people sometimes. I drive to Santa Fe and I get to hobnob with politicians and stuff like that. Oh, heady stuff. You don't even have to pay those people money sometimes. Some people, just to have that, do it for free. And that's why, when they say, well, I'm not taken in by money, and you go, if money was even a problem. So there are tons and tons of them. Much less likely. That a person who, is working to be something of a power broker, much less likely that they're ultimately going to be a good person. That's why you look at these politicians and you're going, honestly, they don't make a lot of money. And you go, no, they really don't, comparatively. But if you want to know corruption, that's where you go. You find thousands of loyalty tests over the course of years. They're in a rush. Oh, well. Late for work, maybe. And yeah, that's why when people say, the only two candidates we have, they've both been bought and paid for years. This is, they already come pre-corrupted. They'll do exactly what they're supposed to do. That's how the party system tends to work. Some people say, well, somebody needs to come and clean up Tucum Curie, and you go, under what circumstances do you think that's even possible? Well, they need to go into the city government and, you know, it's too bloated, it's too this, it's too that, and you go, and that's about a third of the electorate that'll vote, and, yeah, they're not going to vote for somebody who says anything about doing anything about reforming city government or something. Stop it being just a huge jobs program. Kind of like Mesa Lands was. Andy was talking about that too.
Yeah.
It happened to come up and he said, he wasn't going to come right out and say it, but he was alluding to it really hard. Well, John was in there really cleaning things up and making people do work. He said, you know, says it was normal for people just to go. They got a job there, and they kicked back, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, like your
teacher's
daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat was going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you guys aren't trying to get any students.
And John said, I'll take care of it, and the next thing you know,
he was gone. Yep. Well, apparently, he stepped on the wrong toes, and and yeah, he's gone. And I think he just said, well, Andy was saying, boy, he did a lot of great things for that unit, that college. He said he should get a medal. But yeah, he says he got crucified. Crucified for it. Pissed off the wrong people. But you'll invariably do. If you're going to try to do anything. And yeah, stuff like that. I said, is our city government pretty much run that way? You go, yeah. Two or three people actually doing any work, the other people just... And you're going, is anything going to change? And you go, look what happened to John. They tried to make some changes. You know? Out the door. Have a nice day. He says, the biggest problem is, you know, like even in a small school system, for instance. If you get a superintendent and they want to make lots of changes, you go, you know they're going to get in trouble. You know they're going to find some way to get rid of them. Because teachers and school employees have too much power in the electorate, you know. That's part of the problem with local control of schools, is that when you let people democratically decide things, things grind to a stinking halt. And since you've pumped up teachers to be these gods that are not to be questioned ever in anything that they do, you know, and they have significant clout, and you never speak ill of your kids' teachers, they could do something to your kids, right? Choose not to make them brilliant. You're going, well, I'll front you a little secret. They're not doing anything about your kids' brilliance.
I
said, they're fine. They're not evil particularly. He says, but I don't think they do much. Yeah, it's certainly a place that caters to pedophiles and people who just, you know, the only thing worse than, somebody who got picked on in school, got bullied in school, is when you let them be a teacher. Says they are the worst for kind of, you know, doing it back. Social justice warrior type of stuff.
Even when I was there and they were, it was for a Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing some kind of game, like a spelling thing.
Sucked all the joy out of it.
Uh-huh. And she said, correct. And I was like, what?
That's not correct. You could say, you could encourage him. That's close. That's close.
And it's like, oh no. If you can't even teach my child, that's so problem.
She probably doesn't know how to spell either. She probably thinks they are. Yeah. She probably thinks they spelled it right.
That Christmas party.
Yeah.
I went down to the
office. Woke. You said something?
I went down to the office and I looked through my children. Woo. I said, I will not have that woman teaching my children. And that's what I told her.
Okay.
And she said, why are you kicking them out? I will not have that woman teaching my children.
Well, yeah, so that's the whole thing. That's why I ultimately come down to just saying, you know what, I'll decide what things I consider to be important and I'll run my family that way, you know? Which is a problem for the power brokers. Which I think is hilarious because it's like school teachers that kind of go, yeah, it's homeschooling, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, you know what? You guys are hilarious. You guys are the most enslaved people that I know of. Almost buddy is as enslaved as a school teacher is to do exactly what she's told or they're told. And you're going, and yet, yeah. They're doing their job. You just question sometimes whether it's the job that needs doing. And you go, oh, that's not the question. They're being good slaves. They're doing exactly what they're told to do. If they don't do it, you know, they'll be escorted off the premises. So, yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, Matty Matt. And yeah, it's a year-to-year thing. Every year your contract comes up. Every year the basic idea is, are we going to keep you or not? You know? There's no sense of, oh, you've been here for a long time. You can kind of get that. Some school districts still have kind of a 10-year thing, so that if you've been there for a long time, they'll keep you around. Yeah. Anyway, good times ahead, man. So yeah, when people say, oh, I want to be like a slave, and you go, dude, it's long past that. You're a good pup. You're a better pup when you don't bark. So you can just kill whoever comes in the fence. You can do it very quietly. It's almost a ninja stealthy thing. You should adopt your dog. So much more fulfilling if you find a dead mauled body in your backyard. What's this? So I think my dog killed somebody who was trying to break. It kind of has its own sense of justice, too, doesn't it? You probably shouldn't screw with old people. It says, not only are they smarter than you are, just because they've been around longer, but they probably have training you don't even know about. That's fantastic. Anyway, I think this Black Lives Matter thing is hilarious. You know, and they say, we're so downtrodden. You go, excuse me? I said, white people are so contentedly enslaved. You guys are freer than most white people are. Most white people are too cowed to even talk the way you guys talk, much less do the things you're doing. It's just so, it says, I think you guys are the freest people on the planet. I said, you would hate it. Because your neighborhood warlord would put up with you for about 2 seconds,
yeah,
and then have you machine gunned. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen when you don't have an opposing force against them. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great social experiment. I was living in that place. I just keep my freaking head down and say, yeah, all my windows are going to be broken out, and chances are my house is going to burn. I'm going to go stay with my cousin in someplace else. And my advice would be, find a new life somewhere else. I know Seattle, there's a lot of money around there. He says, but you'll be totally amazed. You can let the looters have it. Said they will enjoy it for about 5 or 6 months until all the good stuff's gone. There's no more stuff. The federal government just says, you know what? We're tired of trucking in. You know. Yeah, it says this is starting to sound like Syria or Somalia. And you go, there's something to be said for just letting situations that can't really work just fall apart. And basically telling everybody, if you're a decent person, leave. At least a citywide dog training program. Go legal. Yeah. just want to say, can you talk to your wife? It's like, oh gosh, no, uh-uh. I'm not going to tell Lisa about anything. If you want to talk to Lisa, well, I'm worried about what she's going to say or do. And you go, that's good. You should be worried. So she's a person that does what she wants to do. She'll be kind until you do something to her, and then she won't be so kind anymore. Fanny was belly aching on Facebook about the fact that the word wasn't getting out adequately about her fundraiser. I can do a dang thing.
Yep. Wants to help you.
Well, that's what she did about her whole thing about nobody helped me when I was having my leukemia problems either. And you go, well, Fanny, you've got Medicaid. It provides you with free transportation to all your doctor appointments. It provides you with, you know, it takes care of you while you're in the hospital. Going, gee whiz, how much more help do you need? This is, and because you're disabled, you're getting cash payments every month, same as Matt gets. Look out, Matt. Go ahead. Oh. Did they build this from an existing house?
No, they built it from the ground up.
I wonder why they chose to use single things and put one on each end.
I don't know.
That can't be a good selling point.
Yeah, and hers garages?
I guess, as long as his and hers don't want to have anything to do with each other. The big barn in the back, it's all good. Nice trees. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they're having problems getting rid of it. Of course, you know, I don't even begin to know.
Too much for it.
Oh, I would imagine so. They're going, you got to contemplate the market around here.
Yeah.
This is, how many people that can pay that much live here?
Another house right here behind us.
Yeah, just because, you know, all kinds of crap happens around us. It's noisy. Yeah, I can't smell good. All the food trash they have to send out the back end. Oy. Anyway, tricky, tricky. And Black Lives Matter think that when they're getting all these expressions of support, that it doesn't mean anything. You're going, guys, it doesn't mean a thing. Of course they're going to say what they're saying. It's not because you're changing minds. It's not because you're altering anything. And you're going to get rich off of it. So there's only going to be two or three people who are going to be able to get rich off of this. The rest of them are just going to get disenchanted and just angrier. And you're going, yeah, that's the price our society pays for you guys' little angst party. That's why I live here. You know, people can say, oh, there's God right in the streets in Tucumcari. And you go, this is, I don't think anybody would even notice. That go. That go, yeah. Says, it's a wonderful thing. I support that, yay. Says, but you know, to be honest, most people here get are on pensions. That's not being affected at the moment.
Pensions are welfare.
Their welfare. Says, yeah, and says that's not gonna change. For me, my work isn't affected by this much at all. Now they've been doing the school this way for quite a while. It's like, why don't we just, you know, it's like me. Finally got caught over this whole thing about not letting people work from home. They had to. And he doesn't get to use that as much. And maybe the same way with school teachers, except here's the bad rub. We can teach kids at home. The assignments get better done because the parents have a more vested interest in making sure things get done, more than teachers do, I'm sorry to say. And pretty soon, the more you make it electronic, you don't need teachers. You need two or three ultra teachers, super teacher, and yeah, just a whole bunch of, you know, people in the Philippines at a call center grading papers, making work and stuff like that. And you're going, we don't need all these teachers. Not anymore. Of course, there's huge pressure from teachers to get back to it, right? They want to keep their jobs. Of course, they're going to say, but you know what? We sure like this online stuff. Because I'm not working half as hard. And I can just make the kids sit in front of their Chromebooks and do the assignments. All I have to do is keep them from being too distracted. Not even have to grade them particularly. You know, you can have the new system the school district brought in that basically handled the online curriculum. Can afford it, it stays. It doesn't go away. It does. Oh, when I was driving to Dallas, I didn't notice any kind of different any time I've ever done this thing in the past. I think most things are back in action, except for real high-profile things, restaurants and crap like that. Everything else is pretty much going again.
Yeah, the restaurants and clothes are going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's just poking a hole in their profits.
And there were a lot of people who were still coming in and getting tickets.
Oh yeah, I would. It's a wonderful new cash stream. You know. If I'm starting a business, I don't want any place where people come in and sit down and poop in my bathrooms. Gosh, no. I want people just to go by the window, shove it at them, take the money, go on. We're gonna make our turn.
Good morning.
Morning. So, anyway, yeah, things are gonna change. Smart people take advantage of it. If it were me, then dine in. That way, you'll pull from people who want the sense that they're saving money. That's always important. Even if they don't really save a lot, they'll do it. The problem with, in the old days, carry out and the delivery made your food cost more, trying to drag you into sticking around. Of course, they always said that the big thing was, and the whole thing your server's supposed to do is upsell, you know?
Fries with that?
Yeah. That's right. I'll get you this, I'll get you that. Wouldn't you like four instead of three? Ooh, you still look hungry, little boy.
How about dessert?
Yeah, that's what dessert? You know, but then I think they're finding out that they don't really get a lot of upsell out of that at all. And even paying even just partially for table service, even though they mostly live off of tips, still costs too much. It'll be, you know, screw that. I'd rather pass it out a window for a little bit less. I think it'll make me more money in the end. Yeah.
People were coming in and picking up the orders.
Yeah.
When I went to Cotton Patch.
They weren't much inside.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Really?
Those guys are intensely anal.
Hi. All the pickup type things were delivery guys, DoorDash and
yeah.
Kind of
people would be willing to pay a few dollars more to get it brought to them.
So
it's becoming a thing.
Mine was a pickup. And that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in the party and I said, please. And he's like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's people standing behind me and he knows that there are plenty of three or four.
Yeah.
A table.
Yeah.
And I'm one.
Right.
So you take up a table.
See, they don't want you.
And I said, you know, I can do it to go.
Yeah, I'll do it to go. Forget
it.
I'm not going to sit at one of your dang tables.
But he said, well, thank you.
Such a dang mother. Right.
And only the tables were open. I said, look, it's just me. Can't I sit here, farthest away from the tables, right here, and just eat my food? So
I'm sure they couldn't say you, you tell you, yes.
I don't disturb anybody else. I'm way more than 6 feet away from anybody.
Yeah.
And he said, look ahead. I said, thank you. I said, I don't want to take up a table that sits 4 feet. And it's just me, and there's other groups of four people coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, what a weird problem, huh? Yeah.
I mean, the workers were wearing masks. But the ice machine at Chipotle wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
I had gotten the last two tubes out of it. Not yet.
Yeah.
I told the guy who was cleaning the table, he said, your machine is out of ice. And I'll tell them. So he comes back. I could do it, but I'm not allowed back there because I'm not here with all these people.
Yeah.
But I'm not allowed to go back there. They have to send somebody back there. And it's like,
they're too busy.
All the people.
I don't know.
But some guy did come and dump ice and throw it up and help the guy.
Yeah.
In the water.
Yeah.
Really what I'm after is the ice. So I was thinking about just filling up a thermos or something with just ice.
Uh-huh.
And bringing a water bottle. And then pour my water into the ice later when I put some food into the after eating a bottle of dumpling.
Yeah. Looks like it. It's okay for the moment. Although I'm sure somebody will run over him.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you can really do. Where some coyote comes, snaps and says, "Ooh, look, hors d'oeuvres." Pardon me. Kind of a sick funny, I suppose. That's true. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, the world, the world. People who can adjust will do fine. But a lot of people can't adjust. Just a real fortunate one. I don't think I have to do any adjusting.
Mom was
asking about this house, if anybody would move into it.
Oh. Falling apart, yeah.
Almost as if she was planning to come back.
No.
Buy the place for
me. Mother, stay away from me. Oh.
And I said, really, it should be condemned. And then he said, come back.
She decides she wants to come back. Say, give her back her old house and I can find something else. What?
She'll be upset we got rid of most of her stuff.
That's tough. She can have what's here. I'll start all over again someplace else. Golly. It's like, why, Mom? What's the problem? You're not happy with your new situation?
I'm just secure.